Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So see what I just did? David Dinkins, mayor of the city of New York. Controversial figure. Whether he was the first African-American mayor or not really doesn't matter to me. It's about his leadership and about the work he did. So here on the day after his death, we could do an entire segment about whether he succeeded, whether he failed, whether his personality was appropriate for the times, whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. We can do that about any political figure, Republican, Democrat, you know, contemporary in the past. Maybe we should step back from some of this hostility and attempt to be objective and analyze people in context and look for understanding rather than criticism, perhaps. And I would suggest that with Robert E. Lee and the other leaders who were at one time commemorated in the city of Richmond. Maybe it would be wise for us in 2020 to try to understand why these people were so revered by the vast majority of the citizens in their time, rather than clucking at them and acting like our judgment today supersedes everybody else who lived before us. Maybe. Anne McLean is a historian and an educator, and she is part of a group that is trying to up the ante and have people kind of reevaluate before we tear down the Lee Monument, that we have a full appreciation for the treasure that we have here in Richmond and the dialogue that it could spark about the past and about our present situation. And Anne, I really appreciate you being brave enough to come on the radio and talk about this. I'm sure some people are very hostile about anybody who has anything good to say about the monuments. But what's motivated you to step into this arena today?
Well, John, thank you so much for the opportunity. And you gave a great intro there. This is really about understanding. And as you say, about trying to get a full picture. And that's what a real true educator tries to do, and hold up each work and really look at the past from so many different angles. And so I worked about 2 years on trying to understand the whole struggle between the North and the South and between the states. And it was amazing what kind of was revealed through the history. And so I just, and I come to it also from as an artist. It's so hard to render a horse or a human being in a beautiful way or in an appealing way that will last down through the ages. Mm-hmm. And I just think that so many people don't even attempt that or understand the effort to do that. So
if the Lee Monument wasn't so huge and so heavy, I could imagine it being dropped in the backyard of a museum in Europe and a dispassionate examination of it as a piece of artwork and as a historical monument, and the Europeans would probably have some sort of appreciation because they've had many more centuries than we have of conflict, of evil rulers who were very popular at their time, who, when you look at it, slaughtered thousands of people. I mean, they just they seem to not have personalized this type of conflict as much as we have here in Richmond.
You're exactly right. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned Europe, because the Lee was actually modeled on a statue in Chantilly, France, commemorating a glorious victory, and there was nobility involved with that. And the careful, precise workmanship that they were trying to put forth, you know, and have this whole idea of French theories of hygiene in a city where the trees would give oxygen and this would be a beautiful boulevard. That is, there's a corollary to that with the public statues. They were supposed to inspire virtue and have you remember the courage or the leadership, devotion to duty, or, you know, in the case of Matthew Fontaine Maury, scientific ingenuity. And that was supposed to elevate and bring people's sensibilities to a higher place and be a civilizing factor. And it's just so ironic what's going on today. And if you took the time to go back and really understand that the struggle, these men were fighting for the boundaries of Virginia at the time. Every state in the nation was its own country prior to the Civil War. And so there was a confederation, but that was really the early states, the 13 that were brought together by George Washington in the Constitution of 1787. And that was a meeting that took 2 whole years, and it was signed off on by all 13 colonies to become the United States. But each state had its own seal. Each state had its own, militias, and they were confederated, but they were their own places. And so when Lincoln called up 75,000 troops to fight against South Carolina's secession, that was an act of war to many decent people who remember Virginia and the other states would never have entered into their compact to become the United States if they had not been allowed to depart from that union, just like when we left Britain in 1776. So many people want to redefine the struggle these men endured and gave their lives for, and so many people died for it. But there is really a whole nother and more accurate take on that struggle, and that has been lost and buried, and it's being distorted. And there are people that are pushing forth an entirely inaccurate understanding of the Civil War. It was about the struggle of secession and whether we were allowed to secede or not. And other areas of the country had discussed secession. Texas had talked about secession. The Northeast had talked several times. And really, this was an economic struggle in many ways.
So for modern Americans, though, it's been reduced literally to black and white. It is good versus evil. It's slavery versus freedom for African Americans. I mean, that's it. You try to have a conversation with anybody about anything else about the Civil War, and that is just not tolerated.
It's been very flattened, and that's what any educator would hopefully push against. And they want you want to be able to look at a work of art on many different levels. You know, even the Cleopatra in the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts,
Let's not even go down that road. If you walk through the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, we could tell the stories, good and bad, about almost every statue that's on display there. Of course, they're not the culture of Richmond, Virginia, and Southern America, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is a little more personal. But it is odd that we would allow our own cultural heritage to be destroyed when we're taking such great pains to preserve other people's cultural heritage, which is just as violent and arguably just as controversial as what we're dealing with here.
It's so true. And this was meant to be a beautiful boulevard, and they were funerary. The death and destruction is just another thing that I don't think people understand what life was like and what people endured, and farms were destroyed. And things I learned in my research, you know, just were astounding. And so it didn't, the effort to cast these works as Jim Crow items, you know, the South had to come back out of almost total destruction, and it took about 20 years to even begin to have civilization back and raise the money to commemorate the fathers and the sons and the nephews and the people that had fought for the Constitution of 1787. And so any veteran, any military person would understand just the patriotism that was involved with, you know, these men. So, and there were lots of women involved. There were two competitions, lots of artists vying for, you know, the right to commemorate these men.
It is, and it is interesting. And most of the people who will tell me that that this is Jim Crow artwork designed to intimidate African Americans in Virginia, when I ask them, most of them seem to be from New York, who lecture me about this as a native Virginian. I'm a little offended by that. And I say, well, if you wanted, at the turn of the century, if you wanted to intimidate African Americans in Virginia, would you put a statue on Monument Avenue? Would you create Monument Avenue in a non-black neighborhood? There are a lot of ways you could intimidate people. I'm not sure that I buy that narrative. Hey, I'm running out of time, but I'm looking at your website, relemonument.com, relemonument.com, and you're talking about donations. You've got quotes from Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt, who seem to admire Robert E. Lee. What are you raising money for?
We're raising money to help clean the monuments, to try to, you know, keep the memory alive of the good, the noble, the people that have courage here, that loved Virginia, loved all different colors. We all bleed red. These are not racial monuments, although they could be, you know, there's a distortion there that if you just look at one angle, you could see that, but it's just a much fuller story. We're about the truth. These are people that meant a lot and gave so much for what they for the rule of law and due process. And that
it's interesting, and you know, a year ago that was the consensus with the arts community and the leadership of the city of Richmond, was that they would add context and try to tell the full story here.
Yes.
And then that all went out the window.
Right. It seems like a long march. It does. It seems like they just it just keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And so anyone in your audience who would like to go to relemonument.com, we would love to have you do that.
Ann McLean, historian and educator and pretty brave woman to come on and talk about this, because, you know, there are a lot of men who feel very strongly about this. I haven't heard them in the last several months, which has been kind of disappointing. So I appreciate you trying to.
Right. And thank you. And I have black friends that feel the same way about these monuments and people, you know, so it's not a pigmentation thing. It's really about what the courage they had to stand up for the rule of law. And we all need to do that. Thanks.
Ann McLean, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming
on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.